Hello, Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy. Very own Curtis Brackford will bring his own witness for Pride Month.
Thank you, Marvin, and happy Pride, everyone. So first off, I just want to say I'd like to honor our brothers and sisters who were tragically murdered in the Pulse nightclub massacre 5 years ago yesterday. We all would have woke up this morning to the news of that terrible tragedy. That's why Pride is still a protest march. I didn't say this before, but I want to mention that yesterday I created a memorial and posted on TikTok and immediately began receiving hateful direct messages, you know, people saying things like they deserved it or I wish they'd have gotten killed more of them, even telling me that God hated me and that I wish I was dead. So, but thanks to the armor that Glide has given me, the pride and the dignity and the strength of character, I was able to let all of that roll off my back, and I didn't feel the need to retaliate in any kind of hate or anger. But it's just, again, this is why Pride is still a protest march. So I grew up in a conservative Missouri, Kansas City, and when I was really young, I knew I liked church. I wanted to go to church. My parents wouldn't go to church. It's kind of flip-flopped, right? I made them, my mom walked me around to the different churches that were in walking distance until I found one I liked. And each Sunday I would get up by myself and put my little clip-on tie on and I would walk myself to church. And I loved it. I loved it. But when I was about 10 years old, the pastor pulled me aside one Sunday and told me that it was probably a good idea if I didn't come back again. You see, homosexuals weren't really welcome in the church, and he was afraid I would be a bad influence in the youth groups. So I didn't exactly know what he meant, but I didn't come back. I didn't go back to church. And when next Sunday rolled around and I didn't get up and go to church, my parents asked me why I wasn't going, because I never missed a Sunday. I just said, you know what? I'm not interested anymore. And since they weren't churchgoers, they just let it go at that. And, you know, I never told anyone about what happened. But that was the beginning of the separation between me and the church. And as I got older, I ended up operating a gay bar in Southern Virginia. So you can imagine that put me at odds with the churches there. I was frequently attacked by the churches, became like a poster child of Satan that they would use to drum up energy from their base, sort of based on hate. So it always kept me at odds and angry with organized church. And yet still, after I had come to Glide, I ended up being a voting delegate representing Glide at the annual conference. And I was there the year that we debated and they voted on how gays were going to be treated in the church. And I remember feeling just completely devastated again, hurt, angry, and betrayed yet again by the church when they voted to deny me the rights of a full child of God. But thank God for Glide, because Glide is a place that allows me to be mean. You know, it's not one of those churches just say, oh, you're accepted here or you're tolerated here as long as you don't act too gay or present too gay. But Glide celebrates you. It celebrates you for who you are, and you can bring your full self to Glide and be celebrated here. And that was such a gift, which is why when I first came to Glide, I was a mess. I was an addict. I was been homeless. I was sick. But Glide helped heal me. It gave me all the tools that I needed to heal, the love that I needed to heal. And thanks to Glide's love and the grace of God, I'm now over 10 years clean and sober. And I really credit that to you, Glide. So thank you. Thank you for that gift. It was such a gift that 3 years ago, I was able to stand on the stage at Glide despite my background and despite my past, on Pride Sunday in my full Glide gear and rainbow colors and be baptized as a child of God in front of you all. And what an amazing gift. And then get to go with all of you down to Market Street that same Sunday and march down Market Street as a proud gay Christian. And what a blessing you all are. So I have to say that as we celebrate Pride this month, I want to say thank you for letting me be me, and I hope that you remember to be you. And even though Pride is still a protest march, we can also celebrate who we are. So happy Pride, everybody. I love you, Glide. Woo! Be yourself.
Thank you for letting us throw you this tiny celebration. If you want to hear more tiny celebrations or hear our full Sunday celebrations, follow us on Podomatic at GlideSF at Podomatic.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. My name is Marvin K. White, and I'm your minister of celebration.